Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lin at 7:44. Today, I end my series of casual chats with the six Democrats running for mayor of Philadelphia with a conversation with T. Milton Street. He's the brother of former Philadelphia Mayor John Street. He's been a state senator, a state representative, and spent time in federal prison for tax evasion. I caught up with him at a Greasy Spoon in North Philadelphia to talk about his early years. He told me about his first job as a teenager, among other things.
I started working like when I was 9 years old. I used to run to the golf course and caddy. Back then, we would shag balls. You know, the guys would come out, they'd give us a bag, we'd go down on a fairway, and they'd stand at the top and hit the balls. We'd run, pick them up, put them in the bag, run them back up the hill when we got the bag full. And we got 50 cents for that. But that was really big money back then, you know, so it was fun.
And you grew up in Norristown, born in the 40s?
Well, actually, not necessarily Norristown. It was outside of Norristown, a little place called Sweeling. My father owned a farm. We used to milk cows, and when we were kids, we would go down to the creek and grab frogs. Yeah, you know, we were kids. Had fun.
Did you have to do anything on the farm yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had to work. We had responsibility. I can remember 7, 8, 9 years old. We had responsibility, but the responsibility didn't exceed our age and our ability to be able to accomplish it, you know. We had good parents. I mean, there was three of us, three boys, and they taught us, gave us our spiritual values, taught us how to live a Christ-centered life. It was our choice, obviously, once you got older. But the value system was there, so.
What's the worst thing you did to your younger brother, John, former mayor of Philadelphia, when you were a little kid? You picking on John?
I didn't pick on him. I used to just beat him up. Then I get beat up by my mother. You know, there's 4 years between John and I. You know, when I'm 8 and he's 4, that's a lot. You know, when I'm 12 and he's 8, that's still a lot. But when I'm 24 and he's 20, that's not so bad.
You're so animated, very passionate when you speak. Where do you think you get that from?
Well, it comes from an internal belief in what you believe in. You know, you don't hear me speak about a lot of things that I don't really believe in. You know, I kind of dismiss them. We're all born with a purpose. I think advocating and for the poor is my purpose.
So you've talked about Christ-centered life with me. Tell me about the importance of church in your life, in communities.
I was a leader in the church when I was like 16 years old.
What did you do?
I was the head of the what they called at that time the Church of Tomorrow, the young people in the church. And I remember my first sermon. I got a lot of trouble about it. I spoke about half-baked pancakes, and I compared them to half-stepping Christians, you know. And I was 16 years old. I was saying, you don't talk to adults like that. You know, you get up in the pulpit in the church and call somebody a half-stepping Christian. That's not, you're not supposed to do that. And I said, well, Mom, what do you want me to do? You know, you teach me one thing, and I see these church people doing something else. They're half-stepping. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're just like a half-baked pancake.
But you gave a sermon or many sermons?
Oh, yeah. I used to speak. You know, I'm a pretty gifted speaker. You know, I can speak. But, you know, when I was in college, I used to go and get invited to churches to speak. And that's the way I made money. I'd go and I'd speak the Sunday sermon. And they'd give me a collection.
What makes you tick?
Passion, will to do something, desire, sense of purpose. Get your eyes on that target and you say, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get it done. You know, we were doing this last debate, and the guy said, you going to run again if you lose? I said, I'm going to run till I die, until I get this done, you know.
What was federal prison like?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Yeah. If out of all my experiences I've had in my life, going to prison is one I would never change. I would ever change that experience. And if every person who's involved in the political process had that experience, everything would change about them. It added so much understanding to the quality of people and the way that the system was working. I was in prison with young black guys who went to prison for 18 years for having some crack cocaine, and other guys who had been to prison for 7 years for child molestation. They were, come on. So I ended up in prison. I organized prayer services. And the first night, we had one cube filled. In about 7-8 days, we were up to about 6 or 7 cubes. So many guys were coming. And I'm saying, these are good guys. These are good people here in prison.
How were you connecting with people? What do you think you were doing?
I don't know. I just don't know. I guess it's a gift. I guess it's something that people just come to me. I mean, they were always coming to my guy got very, very upset with me. He came in. He had 7.5 years. And he's sitting there and he says, hey, can I talk to you? I said, yeah, come in. He said, oh, man. He said, you think my wife's going to work, wait for me? I said, no. She's going to go. And I told him, I said, it's unfair for you to ask her to wait. I said, well, what you need to do is get within yourself. Understand what you did. Understand that you have the strength that is required to get through this. But if you're going to sit in here worried about whether she's out there with another man or out there making a life for herself, so you're not going to make it through here.
You're very honest.
Oh, yeah. You got to be straight up with me.